As many of you clearly know, I love going to watch football live. There's nothing like it, whether it's college football or professional football. There's nothing quite like the excitement of being in the stadium. And Game Time tickets and Game Time picks through Game Time is exactly your way and your gateway to getting the seat that you want and the experience that you'll never forget. Game Time Picks is a new curation feature that filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. The all-in pricing feature, that's my favorite. You get to see your total upfront, no surprise fees at checkout. With Game Time, you'll always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use my code of Eisen for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN. Boom, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Let me break it down for you again.
Ready, Tom?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
He was asked if it's crazy to think about giving Mike McCarthy a new contract, and here is his answer.
I don't think that's crazy at all.
You pointed at who for this year's 4-7?
Got to start at the top, right?
Yes, you do.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, Browns quarterback Jameis Winston, Fox Sports college football analyst Bruce Feldman. Coming up, Jets wide receiver Garrett Wilson. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Great chat with Jameis Winston. We're going to have one, hopefully, with Garrett Wilson. Bruce Feldman came on in hour number two and said Garrett Wilson's alma mater wants to put 70 on Michigan on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
So that'll be great.
Can we take bets here on when you stop watching?
Okay.
Will you make it to halftime?
I'll tell you when I start watching. I'll start watching. And this is, it's funny. I was texting with Joe Buck during the Indiana Ohio State game, and I'm like, "Welcome to Big Noon on Fox, sir." which is game that normally starts 2 minutes after noon, starts at a quarter after noon.
Even later. I think that game started at like 9:25.
Every single timeout takes 3.5 minutes long, and they will jam one in when you think, wait a minute, you just had one after the touchdown. Uh-huh. Now you're doing one after the kickoff. Yes. Now there's somebody that's down on the ground, slow injury music to break. We'll take another one here. Then there's a punt. We'll take one there. And the game lasts 3.5 hours, and your team's doing well, and you're just like flipping out, like, when can we get back out there? Or it's not doing well, and it's just like it's taking forever. Mm-hmm. That's Big Noon on Fox.
College, all college.
Not all. I maybe it's all
they're
college.
Three and a half, 4 hours.
Yeah, they're games are long.
No,
I get it.
Commercials.
Oh my God.
But the big
and so
long.
Sure enough. You know, I can't watch the pregame show. I'm just not. You know, in the same way that Ohio State fans can't stand watching Desmond, I can't sit there and watch Urban Meyer talk about Ohio State this and Ohio State that.
I get it.
Ryan Day this and Ryan Day that. When every single Buckeye fan is waiting for the next Ryan Day loss to say, get out of here already. And then if he wins it all, they'll be like, oh, I knew it all along. Like, seriously, ask any Buckeye fan.
Oh, please. They're out of their minds now.
Ask any Ohio State fan if there's a little bit of a win-win when they lose right now. That said, it's their year. It looks like it. So I don't know, Chris. If you want, I'll be very honest with you on Monday how it all goes.
Just curious, yeah.
Okay.
Just curious.
Although I do know that there is an NFL game day morning meeting at 3 o'clock. So, Eastern. I will be...
Eastern.
Yeah.
Eastern.
So I'll be seeing Mariucci and whether he's got a big smug grin on his face, and I'll just remind him that no matter how bad it is with Michigan, we at least beat Michigan State.
Michigan State,
which we did.
I had Michigan State this week.
This year. 844-204 Rich number to dial.
Not good.
Here's something we haven't discussed yet today, so let's do this here before we get to what's more likely. I think Major League Baseball has a Los Angeles Dodgers problem.
Ooh.
And
in what way?
Two ways. Two different ways. The way that they are now following up their World Series championship year with a rotation of what appears to be Tyler Glasnow, Yamamoto, Ohtani will be joining the rotation.
He doesn't need to pitch now.
That features a two-time Cy Young Award winner who went the Kevin Durant route of having some issues, beating him. Let's just join him. Certainly, if they're going to give me a five-year, $182 million deal, and Blake Snell says to the Dodgers, we're in. And then the issue is, for Major League Baseball, that there is a team that does feature a top of the lineup of Ohtani, Mookie Betts, and Freddie Freeman, and they posted a gajillion dollars and paid it to Yamamoto last year, and now they're like, let's go get Blake Snell for $182 million, and that is a problem for Major League Baseball when you just added this guy's arm to a team that is already lights out and can outspend everybody. And I understand that this is rich coming from a Yankee fan.
I get it.
But the Yankees don't spend like the Dodgers. Not even your Mets spend like what the Dodgers. Like, how much more nine-figure contracts sit in the Chavez Ravine banana stand?
And he's going to have similar, not as much as Ohtani, but he's going to have $60, $70 million deferred. They're doing this in a new creative way that, you know, New York, Boston, Mets that hadn't done before.
Well, that's how it's working.
Yep.
That's how it's going. And, you know, I guess they're printing money, like whoever's printing something out on your printer over there.
I just heard something go off too, Rich.
So I don't know who's printing while we're on the air right now.
I hit print about 15 minutes ago. Okay. Just now.
That's printing.
They're printing money. And I guess, what does it matter? Defer it? Keep it under the salary cap tax here so you don't have to pay the Pirates anything, you know?
Now they'll be paying some type of tax.
I'm sure they are, but...
Speaking of the Pirates,
figuring like, all these people who are
not done.
It's just incensed the Pirates fan base like to no end because they've got this amazing park and their ownership just doesn't want to put a team on the field that is worthy of
that. But the finances don't work the same for the Pittsburgh Pirates as they clearly do for the Los Angeles Dodgers or for anybody at the top of the financial food chain.
And you know, upset.
And the Dodgers are what? They're not done yet. Like they're still. I mean, we had Jack Flaherty in studio. I mean, there is a fifth spot in their rotation that's open. Oh, and by the way, Ohtani's pitching. He is 100%, 1,000,000% pitching.
I don't think as much as you think.
I wouldn't if I was him.
Why?
No, I wouldn't either. I'm with Chris.
But they paid him the money
that deferred money back then.
But if he's doing what he's doing,
he needs to give that money
back. Just let him
If he starts pitching, he should ask for more. He's already doing enough. Yes. And how do you think they're able to afford all these dudes? Ohtani is an economy that brings in money to the Dodgers so they can pay all these other bros.
Or the reason why they can pay all these other people is because he was the first one to defer every single million of his millions of dollars, it feels like, to, you know, a decade from now.
Taking a risk.
That's what I'm saying. Is that, and they have a team that that they just say, come live in Southern California, come hang out, let's win World Series together, and you can set up your retirement plan. That's basically what it is. We'll set up your retirement plan. We can pay you enough to make enough money for you to live as generationally enriched now, and then here's your retirement plan.
That's true.
You know, win 401 games, and here's your 401k. I'm not wrong. That's what I'm saying. So who's going to beat that?
Not wrong.
Nobody.
Who's going to beat that?
Well, only you. If
I don't know. Juan Soto, the Yankees need to add Juan Soto. They're going to get Juan Soto back. They're going to move Jazz Chisholm to second. And I'll say, you know, Cooper told me last night, because he's as locked in as anyone else, that Nolan Arenado's on the block.
He's available.
Get him or Alex Bregman. Put some massive the massive hitter who makes a gajillion dollars, put him at third. Like, that's the way you've got to fight fire with fire here.
Have to.
And have them say, do you want to defer the money? You want You want to come and set up your future? You know, do you want to have your retirement plan set up? How do you say that to a 26-year-old in Juan Soto, though?
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem.
That's what I mean, a problem. It's a problem for anybody to try and beat him, and it's a problem for anybody to try and match them. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. It's a What's More Likely Wednesday because we're off Friday. But we'll be posting quite a bit throughout the week as well, just to react to some of these big football games that are coming up over the next couple days. In the meantime, hit it.
What?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there?
Hey, guys, everybody good? Mike, good to see you. Mike, you did a full week this week.
No, he hasn't. Just 3 days.
3 days, that's a full week. We're only here 3 days.
I'm a full week. Every day that we're here, he's been here. That's all I can go by.
All right.
TJ, happy Thanksgiving.
He wouldn't be here on Friday, though. We know that.
Guys, breaking news. We got games tomorrow. Thanksgiving. Woo. Love it. What's more likely to be the higher number? The game time temperature at Lambeau or any team total on Thanksgiving?
Any? What do you mean, any team total?
I mean, any score for someone. I mean, it's going to be about 30 degrees in Lambeau, maybe a kickoff. Does anyone get to 30?
Oh, yeah. Somebody's going to get to 30. Cooper Rush's Cowboys are going to get to 30.
Mm-hmm. Right? They haven't scored 30 in the last three games.
That's not true. That's right. They just did in Washington.
At home.
That's true. But you know what the cure for all that is? Playing the Giants right now.
This guy.
Look, I'm saying.
Detroit, you don't think Detroit's putting 30 on the Bears?
They're going to try.
All right, I'll just say any team total.
Any team total.
They're going to try.
That's what's more likely. Chris?
When we was cold, we was cold. who's the more likely superstar receiver to get their second 100-yard game of the season? Can't believe only this total.
Amon Ra?
Tyreek Hill or CeeDee Lamb? Nice. These guys only have 100-yard game each this year.
I can't believe it. I'll go CeeDee Lamb.
And Tyreek did it in the first game of the season.
I'll go CeeDee Lamb.
I'll go Cheetah.
And disrespect is real.
Guys, here's what Cheetah did it in Kansas City. In the cold.
Because it was cold.
Okay. I don't know. Can we see it from him? Healthy Tua.
He's been playing great the last month.
Let's see four touchdown Tua in the 20 degree. Three touchdown Tua.
If he does that, they're going to make the playoffs. If he can do it in the cold, I have faith in him the rest of the
week. Me too, man.
Teddy Tua?
But it's not just that. It's Achane. All these guys that run 4-3.
Achane has been awesome with Tua.
How are they going to do it? You know, when they're sitting there in their Eskimo parkas standing on the sideline watching Josh Jacobs run for a while, and then they got to pop it off and run back out there.
I don't know.
So I'll just go that alone. CeeDee Lamb's playing inside. Cooper Rush season. It's Dallas versus the Giants on a Thanksgiving. I'll go CeeDee Lamb.
Am I reading this right?
I'm sorry, Tyreek. What else?
Got two of the biggest playmaking wide receivers in Pittsburgh this weekend. Who's more likely to have a 40-plus yard TD catch? George Pickens, Ja'Marr Chase.
Oh, I'll go Ja'Marr Chase. He's doing them like he's going out of style. Going out of style. What's the weather report? Is it going to snow?
In Pittsburgh, it's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold.
Man, in those cold weather games, we was cold.
We was cold.
That's Michael Irvin's one of the greatest tweets ever.
Oh, actually, well, it's going to be cold. It's going to be 25
Ja'Marr Chase.
And
Ja'Marr
sunny.
Chase. Come on, man.
All right.
That's all it's been for Ja'Marr Chase is one big play after another, after another, after another. So I'll
Pickens highlight reel every week.
I understand those are moon balls. Ja'Marr Chase is running through people, too.
Yeah, that's true.
He's doing it all. He's wide open on these go routes. He's wide open on these crossers that he just keeps running. I'll take Ja'Marr Chase.
It's almost like you should pay a guy like that.
I'm going to have to.
Guys, who's the more likely dynamic young quarterback you'd want to build your team around?
All right.
Anthony Richardson or Drake May? They're facing off this weekend.
I'll go Drake May. Drake Maye. I'll go with him right now. There's just something about
him. I also
him.
Don't have a preference. I just thought it was curious. These guys are playing each other, and they're kind of the future of the league.
The idea that he was unready and thus wouldn't start playing until right now, that was the conversation draft night.
Mm-hmm.
That was the conversation rookie minicamp. That was the conversation training camp. That was the conversation in September when Jacoby Brissett was out there. So Everything that you're saying about how Gerard Mayo's not this, not that, misstep here, misstep that. This has been a nice grooming, if you will.
Alex Van Pelt has done a great job.
Okay. At least Ben Mayo had the right guy there and is delegated to the right person.
Yeah.
So, and again, Anthony Richardson.
It's a roller coaster.
It's a bit of a roller coaster, and I just don't like the harm's way that his game requires him to place himself in.
He took some big, TJ, you were pointed out, he took some big hits running the ball last
week.
You were
even wondering if they were trying to get him hurt, is what you texted to the group.
Well, I used some language that we can't use on air, but it just did seem like it, man.
But the fact that Maye got in earlier than we thought.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
week six.
And has performed consistently well. You know, I know there have been some drop-offs.
Yeah, he turns the ball over. He's a rookie quarterback.
But there's a reason why everyone was knocking on the Patriots' door with a King's Ransom on draft night or leading up to it.
Yeah, I mean, we said
what
no.
else?
Who's more likely the disappointing home team to play spoiler this week? Jaguars or Jets?
Oh, I'll go Jaguars. They're coming off a bye. So are the Jets, right?
Yeah, they're both coming off bye.
Right, and I don't know, man. Trevor is looking like he's going to start again, and both running backs are healthy. It's entirely possible both win, but if I had to see what's more likely, I will take Jacksonville. Because at least they're not an interim coach. Okay. Looking for a website to help them find a new general manager.
Right.
What else, Chris?
Fun game in Atlanta on Sunday, guys. What's more likely? Ladidi gets 100 yards receiving or Bijan gets 100 rushing?
Oh, I'll go Bijan gets 100 rushing. The Chargers just gave up 200 on the ground to the Ravens. And so they might be a little bit more susceptible. But how about this? I'll go both. I think I know that you don't like that.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't like that. I want you to choose.
I will say Bijan if I have to choose. And if I choose to answer this the way I wish, both.
That could be a fun.
The DD Mekong K. Are you here?
Thank you.
That's a fun parlay. All right. As we know, there are some monster games, and it is a three-person race for NFL MVP. So who's more likely to be the MVP front runner on Monday? Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Saquon Barkley.
I will go, okay. I will go Allen. I think there's going to be a lot of train whistles on Sunday night.
They put a spank-a-lankin on San Francisco?
I think there's going to be a lot of train whistles Sunday night, and it's a quarterback-driven league, and the other two might cancel each other out, if you will. But I still think it's Saquon. End of story. But I think it'll be Josh Allen. I think there's going to be this one's a tough one for the Niners. Oh, God. I hope Purdy is healthy. What else, Chris?
You think we need one more?
Why not?
All right, we'll get one more.
Okay.
One more. What's the more likely holiday tradition that puts me to sleep the quickest? The Thanksgiving Day Parade or the Tournament of Roses Parade?
Why are you raining on parades, Chris?
I don't get why these things are still a thing, I guess, is my question.
You haven't been to Canton, Ohio in a while, have you? You need to get out more.
You need to get out more.
Yeah. Canton, Ohio is frozen in time. They have, for Hall of Fame, they have parades. For the Hall of Fame week, they have like cook-offs and ballooned hot air balloons.
That's not televised and takes up 4 or 5 hours of my day. I'm talking about Thanksgiving parade or the Rose Parade. What are we doing?
All right. I mean, I'll go Thanksgiving parade.
Okay.
Although your child, might like the balloons more than the flower floats. Have you not been to a Tournament of Roses parade?
No.
The only issue with that is you got to get there at like 5 a.m. Yes, and it's always cold.
So yes. Much traffic.
It's freezing.
It's colder than you think.
It's not a lot of traffic to get there. It's always, you got to get there.
Parking.
Crack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Parking at 5 a.m. and then freezing until the sun comes up. That's a problem.
Do you think the parade?
It's great. You should try it.
You ever been?
I have.
I told Brockman. My father, they made us go once.
Yeah.
It was the coldest day of my life.
Like, I never wanted to go out in the cold.
But you yet. Liked it?
No,
liked
I liked it. Because
do you know what warmed you up? The Snoopy balloon. Would
yeah.
warm you up.
And then Santa Claus at the end.
Yeah, the Snoopy balloon.
The Snoopy balloon.
What's your problem? Why are you raining on parades, Chris?
I don't know. I can't believe these things are still a thing. Everything else is going away nowadays.
No,
on behalf of people who love parades, Chris, I say this to you.
All right.
You know what's the most boring holiday occurrence that puts others to sleep?
Oh, no.
Conversations with you at Thanksgiving.
Oh God. Well, I hate to break it to you, Rich.
We
might have some.
All right. Let's take a break right here. Garrett Wilson of the Jets coming up next. We'll talk about that catch against the Texans and then what's going on with the QB in New York. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Let's talk Sleep Number, people. There's a reason why Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Because in the NFL, there's no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of a game. And science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. Imagine what it can do for you. I know about it. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers of different, but it really does make the difference. We can adjust our side of the bed the way that we want and get the perfect quality sleep that we need to be more ourselves in work, around the kids. It's awesome. Get ready and get yourself to a Sleep Number store. If you're in the market for a new bed, you should stop at a Sleep Number store, and why not? It's awesome. Again, is a reason why it's the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Take it from me. You'll love Sleep Number. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part, or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. My phone is blowing up.
Uh-oh.
My Poker League Fantasy. The 2-time defending champs.
Okay. Is who?
You don't know them.
Okay.
They're morons.
Got it.
Who, you know, walk around like they're, you know, George Young on top of George Halas. You know what I mean? Because they won 2 years in a row. And they got a really good team this year. Just made a trade. They acquired...
You still have trades?
Yeah, this is the last week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Amon-Ra St. Brown. They acquired him and coughed up. And this is no PPR, just straight up. Okay. Ladidi McConkey and Trey McBride. Who got the better of it?
The guy who got Ladidi and Trey McBride.
You think so, huh?
Yeah.
Ladidi McConkey?
The other guys are like, what a fleecing. They're angry that the team that's won 2 in a row...
Got Amon-Ra. I don't know.
TJ.
It's not a PPR.
It's not a PPR. Trey McBride, I mean, how many touchdowns do you have this year? I think 0.
Ladidi, but yardage, he had over 100 last week.
I know
Ladidi
that.
Had over 100. I mean,
And it's a 5-point bonus for 100 yards.
Ooh. I like getting the 2-for-1 there.
TJ?
Cool. Give me them again.
I'll put this
Amon Ra St. Brown has been acquired
for
Ladidi and Trey McBride.
And Trey McBride.
Two for one.
All right, so the champion, who they're getting on.
They're Amon Ra, yeah. So everyone's upset about that.
What's the record this year?
It doesn't matter. They're very good. They're in line to win it again.
Are they okay? Yeah, I mean, look, I would take Amon Ra over both of them.
I would too. But he's saying the two of them together, he would take over one Amon Ra.
And that's why I was asking. It would all depend about his record.
Does he need that receiver? Everybody's pissed. Back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Look who's stopping by. Just in time for Michigan and Ohio State to play one another after all these years, huh? From the New York Jets, taking a time out of his busy schedule to join us right now in advance of the game against the Seattle Seahawks. He is none other than Garrett Wilson, back on the Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, Garrett?
I see you, man. I'm doing well. Doing well.
And now, let me ask you this question. I understand that you're selling Dr. Teals, or you're helping with their product and things of that nature. But did you want to come on the show this week? Because you know it's the big game this week, and you're feeling good about your chances, Garrett. Is that why you're coming on the show? Let's be honest. Straight.
Something like that. No, I ain't going to fake it. I feel good about this week, and mm-hmm. anytime I get a chance to talk to you, man, I'm not against it. So,
it just feels like the timing's right, you know? It just feels like the timing is specific for you, because the last couple years, I don't know if you've been on the show the last couple years. It's been a minute.
Might have been since draft. Rookie year, man.
Yeah, I know. And then you win Rookie of the Year, the Offensive Rookie of the Year, and you're balling out. You're performing real well. I just find it really interesting that this is the week you're saying, all right, I'll do it, you know?
Like I said, man, I never mind. They never, I don't know, man. You ain't hit no one up trying to talk to me. That's what it seemed like.
Okay. No, I've been eager to talk to you. That is for sure. How would you rate your year so far, Garrett?
Not high, man. It's been a tough go. And obviously we had a lot of expectations coming into the season, and we haven't, you know, been able to hit them. We haven't made right on them. We haven't put ourselves in a good position to go out and get them later in this season. And, you know, that's what this thing's all about, winning games, and we haven't done that. So the one beauty, you know, one thing I find beauty in that is that, you know, come back from the bye, I got 6 weeks to go make right on this and kind of dig ourselves out of this hole. And you know, I know that's how a lot of the guys on the team feel.
Well, let's talk about your quarterback, if you don't mind here, Garrett, since that's obviously a quarterback-driven league and you got a very famous one who's going to the Hall of Fame and everybody loves talking about. What is your relationship? How would you categorize your relationship with Aaron Rodgers, Garrett?
Yeah, man. We have a good relationship. It's one that started 2 years ago, and obviously I was as pumped as anyone to you know, be able to get to know him and play football with him. And it's been awesome, man, regardless of the, you know, the record this year and how things may have went last year. It's really been awesome to get to know him. And he's someone that I learned a lot from. And throughout the rest of my career, I'll refer back to. And you know, hopefully someone that I'll, you know, be able to text for the rest of my life and while I'm going through these things, because you know, he's seen a lot, he's been through a lot, and us going through this together as far as this season and how things have went, you know, I think it's maybe strengthened our relationship a little bit. You know, when things are going right, when you're 10-0, 8-2, all of a sudden everyone's happy, but you really got to dig deep when in times like this, and you know, he's someone that gets that. So having him has been really cool.
What have you learned from him? You said you'd learned a lot from him. What can you throw out on the table for my listeners and viewers to gather on that?
Yeah, just the way to approach the week, man. I would say that's the main thing. When you play 20 years like him and play until you're 40, you know, stuff like that doesn't happen by accident. And he's still playing at a high level. He's still someone that can put the ball all over the field, and just the different get back techniques that he uses as far as his recovery, the way he goes about his preparation, his film study, the way he sees the game. It's all things regarding that, because cerebral guys like that are, you know, just not common. And to have someone to his stature, to his level of it, is, you know, for me to not be a sponge when I'm around him would be wrong.
Well, his leadership qualities have been definitely called into question. I'm sure you're aware of what people say in our world. How would you describe his leadership abilities on this team, Garrett?
Yeah, I would describe him. I mean, everyone's got their own way of going about it. I don't think there's a right way to a right way or a wrong way to go about being a leader. But the reality of it is, when you're as good as him and play at as high of a level and have that aura about you, I guess is the word. And when you walk in the room, people notice. It's kind of put upon you to be a leader. And some people have a way they think that should look. But Aaron's just got his own way about it, man. He's really and I think it's a good way. Personally, everyone's got their own opinion, and that's just the world we live in. But especially during times like this, and just seeing him go about the way he hasn't wavered at all in his prep, and the way he practices, and the way he coaches during the meeting room, which says a lot about someone when things aren't going right. All of a sudden people may quiet up, may turtle up because things aren't going right, and then all of a sudden they don't see the need to maybe speak on a talking point, but that's not him at all. So it's been really cool. And I've been around multiple quarterbacks, multiple different versions of leaders, ones that are, soft spoken, speak a lot. And I truly believe that there's not a right way to go about it. Just a way, just your way. And I think he's, especially when knowing him, getting to know him over these last 2 years, that's something he really exemplifies.
And how has it been for you to be in the same receiver room as another Hall of Famer in Devontae Adams, Garrett?
It's been awesome. Just first of all, he's just a great dude, and the way he came in and interacted with all of us was really cool. But starting first week, he spied something out that he didn't like, and instead of maybe thinking it's not his turn to speak on it yet, he's too new here, he spoke on it. So just the level of respect that I have for something like that. We have a lot of conversations just about different things regarding life, regarding football, and all of them are valuable. All of them are valuable for me. So, and then not to mention just stealing his releases, seeing how he goes about practice and stuff like that, man. I mean, no one can guard that dude. And it's been really cool to get to know him over these last, I guess it's only been a month or so, but, we knew each other a little before that, and he's been everything and more.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems to me that it's all set up, And it just seemed to me that it was all set up at the beginning of the year, Garrett. And it seems to me that it is all set up, but things are just not clicking. And I know you're not used to that from college. That's for sure. And I know you coming in was supposed to be part of a culture change, and that the fact that it hasn't really happened and the wins and losses doesn't mean that it hasn't. But how are you handling all this? How are you personally, professionally handling what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, there's it's frustrating. And like you said, I came in bright eyed, ready to go, and thinking that because they drafted me, Sauce, and Brees, and Jermaine, and all these guys, and the previous year they had done it, it was just going to happen naturally. But the reality of it is it's hard, man. And we got to find a way to win games. At the end of the day, that's the ultimate culture changer. And some people might say it's the other way around. It might be. I still haven't figured out exactly. I kind of inherited a great culture when I chose my school for college. I chose when I chose where to go to high school, so it's just different when you're in the league. All of a sudden you get drafted somewhere and you got to find a way to leave your imprint and go about things the way you think they should. But it hasn't turned out. It hasn't been exactly what I expected. And, the way I see that is there's still a lot of, mountains to climb. I can still, I don't know, man. I just got to approach it with a pro level approach, because I am a professional in this. This is my job. And every time I take that field, I'm blessed to do so. And I got to make sure that I'm putting my best foot forward, playing good football. So that's the mindset. That's the approach, regardless of what the result may be or, what it's been so far. I always want to make sure that when I turn my film on and when I'm watching myself, that I'm proud of the product I put out there. And that's not going to stop.
Garrett Wilson, a few minutes left with him here. We'll talk about Dr. Teals in 1 second. But I got to ask you about that catch, man, against the Texans. Walk me through this moment from huddle to that on the screen.
Yeah, I mean,
right there.
Third and long, you kind of have calls where you're like, oh, we're conceding here. We're just going to take three, or we're just going to try and get some field position to punt. But we caught all goes. So right away, the mindset is like, oh, you know, it's going to go up. And if it comes my way, I got to make the play. The dude was bailing, and I didn't know if Aaron was going to throw it or not. Sometimes when you're, you know, as smart as him and as cerebral and see the game in the way he does, you know, you see a guy bailing and you got a guy on the go, you're not going to throw that, but he threw it up. So, you know, just go make the play. That's really what it comes down to. And I'm glad it counted, man. I'm glad they got my shin down in there. And, yeah, it was a cool play, man. You know, anything to help the team win. And I think, you know, making that play right there, you know, had a result in us, or, you know, had an impact on us winning that game. So it was cool, man. It was really cool.
Yeah. I mean, in watching it back, what do you think when you see it back, when we're talking about it? Like, when you see
Yeah, I mean, it's cool, right? Like, it's like the Jordan logo. I see people saying that, and it kind of does look like that in my own little version. I don't know, man. It's pretty cool. You know, I don't know what to say. I did it.
There it is right there. Now, the issue is, though, is did you speak to your Adidas people about this? Like, Garrett, you know, that's...
You're hilarious. Nah, there's nothing to be said, man. No, they know I rock with the Adidas forever, man.
I know that's that.
Like, 2-3 years ago, and it's been the best decision, one of the best decisions I've made in talking with them. So there wasn't really much to say. They sent me one thing to put up on my social media because people were kind of interpreting certain things or thinking different things. But besides that, man, there was nothing to say. So I'm sure we'll talk maybe this offseason. They know it's been a tough season for us, and they probably stayed away a little bit for that reason. They just know how I can get. But at the end of the day, three-stripe life, man. That's all I know.
I love it. Garrett Wilson here. So tell me about Dr. Teals and what you want people to know about and what it does for you, Garrett.
Dr. Teals is an amazing recovery tool and something that I've been using for a long time, almost 10 years at this point. It all started with my mom, you know, and her using it religiously to get in her right mind state. I never really knew when I was younger, but all of a sudden I, you know, got in middle school. I was playing quarterback at the time and I took some hits, and all of a sudden I'm like, you know what, mom, let me try some of that salt you usually use. So she gave me some of hers, and from really that point on, it's been a part of my routine at least once a week. It's something that I do when I get in the bath, get the lavender, make sure that my body's right. And it's like taking a nap for your muscles. It just relaxes you, gets you in that that perfect, you know, mind state, which is really important when you play a game like this and all the stresses that can come with it. So I'm just blessed to be working with them because, like I said, I've been using it for a long time, and it's like it came full circle working with them because it's something that long before I would be working with Dr. Teals, I was using and really appreciating.
And again, it delivers wellness products with magnesium, essential oils, provide the proven benefits for somebody like Garrett Wilson. Maybe you can jump like him. Before I let you go, how good is this kid Jeremiah Smith that everybody talks about in Columbus, Garrett?
Yeah, man, he's ridiculous. He's ridiculous. He made a couple catches this weekend against Indiana where I was just like, wow, man, that dude's 18 years old. That's ridiculous.
It is crazy. He's 18.
It is.
Right?
Yeah, the way he's just a big strapping dude. And I've heard his work ethic and just his the way he carries himself on a daily basis through in and out the facility and his classes is really impressive as well. So, being there, being a student at Ohio State and someone that came in early, I know, you know, how hard it can be and some of the things that come with it. And it seems like he's handling them all the right way. And, you know, obviously with that, he's playing great football, which I appreciate, and he's helping the Buckeyes win games. But man, he's got a chance to be one of the greats, and I'm excited to watch his career.
Yeah, I mean, he's just the latest in a long line that you're part of. And I mean, you saw McLaurin come up with that play that damn near pulled it out for the Commanders. My God, what a run that was! And obviously, you're doing what you're doing right now. And you know. Are you nervous for this weekend at all, Garrett?
Nervous isn't the right word. I'm past that now. That was more of my rookie year. I would get nervous.
No. I'm not talking about Seattle.
Oh, you know what? You're talking about the Michigan game, huh? Yeah. Team up north. I'm tripping. I ain't nervous. I ain't nervous about that one either. I wasn't even nervous the year we ended up going out there and not playing well. Lost.
Right. Okay.
We prepped for it for so long that it's like, all right, this is time. We finally get to stop hearing that annoying song that they play during Team Up North period.
Annoying song. My goodness.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Like your song doesn't get played every 2 seconds for first down either. Come on, Garrett. Come on, we all have our songs.
It'll be a long day for you on Saturday, Rich. No, I'm sorry.
You know what? It's okay. You know, I wear the armor of the last 3 years, and all I got to tell you, Garrett, is if the result you're talking about does in fact occur, just go ahead and win it, because you know somebody's got to win it for the Big Ten like we did last year. So go. You got to finish. You got to finish.
Right.
You know what
I mean? Man. That's right. You're right. I appreciate that.
You know what
I appreciate
saying?
That. I'll make it done. I get what you're saying, and I know you're. Feeling good about last year. But
oh, very much so. Yeah.
I have to enjoy that one for a while because it's going to be the Buckeyes for the next 10, 15.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, good to know. But it's kind of crazy because, you know, I did see on Twitter during the Texas game, because, you know, I'm a fan of yours, Garrett. I did see just two very simple words. The word is, and I'll Michigan ass is what it is, right? Did Is that what you were feeling about at the time, or you were just four crying emojis? Was that during the Texas game?
There's not a lot. There's not a lot of love for them. Texas is a school that I know a lot of guys that I was from that area.
Okay,
they were doing what they were supposed to do, and at the time we didn't know Michigan was going to turn out the way they did. But after watching that game, I had an idea.
this guy.
You know, I
deserve it.
I'm sorry about that tweet.
I deserve all of this, Garrett, because if I'm not mistaken, during your draft conversation, when you were kind enough to call into the show, then I called myself your daddy, I think.
I remember that.
No, I deserve that. But, you know, I'm glad I'm talking to you now than maybe sometime next week. But we shall see. Just go finish up strong with your collegiate team. And I, as you know, only wish you the best of luck on the pro field. So it's good to chat with you.
You well, man. You take care, and I appreciate you having me on.
Always. You bet. Always, man. And I look forward to seeing more good stuff out of you, certainly in the next 6 weeks and beyond. Garrett Wilson, I appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you, man.
You got it. Courtesy of Dr. Teals, Garrett Wilson, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We will take a break. Antonio Pierce has said something about the Friday game in Kansas City that reads poorly. I'm wondering how it sounds. I also have my power rankings to wrap up this Wednesday show. As many of you clearly know, I love going to watch football live. There's nothing like it, whether it's college football or professional football. There's nothing quite like the excitement of being in the stadium. And Game Time tickets and Game Time picks through Game Time is exactly your way and your gateway to getting the seat that you want and the experience that you'll never forget. Game Time picks is a new curation feature that filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. The all-in pricing feature, that's my favorite. You get to see your total upfront, no surprise fees, at checkout. With Game Time, you'll always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use my code of Eisen for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN. Boom, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy.
Comfy.
I'm cozy.
Cozy.
I have zero blisters on my toes.
Blisters.
And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
I mean, crazy, crazy, crazy things, man. So, you know, Xander is making a bunch of pies for people.
Fantastic.
You know, starting a little business. He won the blue ribbon at the local farmer's market for best pie earlier in the spring. So making some pies and creating a business and getting things started. And so he made some pies, including one for Don Bowie ordered one. Very nice of him to do that. And I brought in the pie, and I needed to put it in a refrigerator.
There is less pie.
Well, there will be. And had no idea that we had a huge-ass refrigerator all the way in the back part of our footprint here. Had no idea that RJ bought it based off of him having a great night at the tables when we were in Vegas for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that fridge has been back there since March.
It's been back there for a while.
It's been there for a while.
And yeah. I'm like, first of all, like, we're, you know, I don't need fridges bought by people here based on whether they, you know, hit the hard eight. You know what I mean?
And yet,
I mean,
we hit a lot of points that night.
So I had no idea there's no fridge that we had. I mean, it's a beautiful refrigerator.
Better than most house
fridges. It's like a Rolls friggin' Royce back there.
I just love the fact that you were you kind of got a little upset. And I'm like, Rich, there was nothing. We tried to talk. Yeah. RJ was buying
but
that
just
fridge.
Just say, hey, we need a fridge and then we'll get one. I don't need.
He wanted to do this, man. We tried to talk him out of this. There was nothing you could have done. No. He was buying that fridge.
He enjoyed it. He wanted me to go at one point, go and shop with him. I'm like,
fridge shopping with Del Tufo is a, I think even the Roku channel would reject that.
Well, by the way, the three of us go to Costco sometimes together.
You need to come.
I mean, the Roku channel's open to any of our ideas, but even they would go, nah, I don't know about that.
Our Costco runs are epic, Rich.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, game time tickets. Make sure that this is on your mobile device near you. Start buying tickets to anything in your area. I'm telling you, these college football games are coming up, certainly in the playoffs if you're in the area. Game time ticket is a perfect way to find the right price for the right seat in the right place at the right time. It is awesome. Sports, concert, comedy, theater, all of these events in your area. You can get the guesswork totally removed when you buy tickets with Game Time. The all-in pricing feature removes the guesswork there. No surprise fees at checkout. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use my code RICH, $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTimeTalk.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code RICH, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Three games on Thanksgiving, one on Prime Video, which you can see right here on Roku. It is a matchup of the Chiefs and the Raiders, the best team in football against the worst team in football. Don't take my word for it. Apparently, that's what Antonio Pierce said it was. Now, that's going to be clanking around everywhere that he said this. I want to hear it. I bet you it's sarcastic. It's got to be.
Because it reads like, well, they're the best and we're the worst and we're going to go play.
Well, here we go. Let's hear it.
Does this one carry any extra significance, any feeling of, you know, what better time to snap a streak against defending champs, whole country watching? Yeah,
let's call it spade to spade, right? The best team in football against the worst team in football. Let's change the narrative, right? Let's go out there and make it a dog fight. Let's make it ugly. Let's make it scrappy. It's Black Friday. Let's create a little chaos. Well, let's get back to greater football and have some fun. It's a personality. Let it loose.
He's not calling his team the worst team in football. He's saying that that's the way we're characterizing the Raiders, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what he's saying? Like, yeah, that's the way the media
kind of mockingly. He's saying that's what we're saying.
That's just not going to wear well when it gets clanked around all over the place.
Mm.
Certainly, you know who's not up for that characterization? Folks at Amazon. Please tune in, and while you're at it, buy stuff. You know?
Looking forward to those in-game deals.
Tune in early and watch Tony Gonzalez's jaw freeze.
Well, he's going to be plugged in.
That's what we heard from Ryan Fitzpatrick.
He's plugged in. He's warm. He's got special hand warmers.
You want to talk about plugged in? I'm plugged in as to who's good and who's not in the NFL. Oh, it's power rankings time. Goodness. I'm plugged in. Hit it. Presented by Sleep Number.
This is my
power rankings.
There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Power rankings.
Presented by Sleep Number. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to start this list off with not one, but two new teams to the list, too. Two new teams to the list.
Two?
Yes. I'm putting the Seahawks at 10. Their last 2 weeks.
What?
Yep. I'm putting the Seahawks here the last 2 weeks have caused me to sit here and go, okay, let's see what they got. And I know they just beat lesser opponents in your mind in the NFC West, with one of them being the defending NFC champs at home. I don't know, Chris, would you put Atlanta over Seattle, since Seattle went to Atlanta and beat them? You can't put the Bucks above them. Bucks don't have as good of a record.
I wouldn't have either of those teams in the top 10.
All right. Would you put the Chargers there still after what you saw?
Yeah.
You keep them in there?
Yeah, they're better than both of those teams.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number 9 on the list are the Broncos. Can't leave the Broncos off. And the Broncos are 7-5. And I know that the Seattle beat Bo Nix, but that was week 1. That was like a lifetime ago. Broncos deserve to be that. Broncos are playing like they are top third in the league team. Just because everybody on their team isn't on your fantasy, I bet you more people have the Broncos defense than they have anybody other not named Cortland Sutton or Bo Nix on their fantasy.
I like Broncos on this list, yeah.
Okay. They're taking on the Browns. They're number 9 on the list. Down 3 spots are the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm putting them right here at 8. They were 5. They're now down to 8. I know they had the snow game right then and there, but I don't know, man. The offense just...
Something looks off.
Something's a little off. You could say that the snow had something to do with it. Then prove me wrong at Cincinnati this weekend. Then go light them up.
Right.
Go light them up. Justin Herbert lit them up. You go light them up. A lot of people have been lighting them up. Lamar lit them up. Number 7 on the list. Up 2 spots. Green Bay Packers. Defense balling, right? Josh Jacobs. Hey, man. We're all focused on Saquon and Derrick Henry for good reason. Josh Jacobs switched teams too, and look at what he's doing. Yep, him and Jordan Love holding up the number 3, because that's how many touchdowns he had on the 49ers. Josh Jacobs for the Green Bay Packers has been terrific.
The 3 running backs that changed teams this year are 1, 2, 3 in the league in rushing this season.
And they should be lionized, all those teams were actually doing all that. Number 6, up 1 spot, Daniel Jones' Minnesota Vikings. Number 6 on the list. They are 9-2.
I'd buy that.
Hey, listen, since the 5-0 start, they lost 2, and they haven't lost since those 2 in a row. And you might say there's smoke and mirrors, and they haven't really started putting the pedal to the metal and beating people up like they did in the first 5 weeks of the season. So what? You are what you are, and they're 9-2, and they're number 6 on the list. Top 5 starts with the Ravens up 1 spot. 8-4. They've got it working. They beat the Chargers without Roquan Smith. They beat them up, you could say. They got over 200 yards rushing. First time Jim Harbaugh's ever had a defense do that. J.K. Dobbins, let's hope the Chargers get back in the swing of things with him sooner rather than later. Ravens are up 1 spot. The Chiefs stay like a buffalo.
Stays like a buffalo.
Number 4 on the list. They are, in my estimation, can't be above the Bills on the list. The Bills are 3. But they're down 1 spot to 3, because I'm putting the Eagles above them right now. And I know the Bills didn't do anything last week. And you're like, how do you downgrade a team that was on a bye? Because Saquon's waving bye-bye to everybody. That's why. And the defense is balling out. And they're playing the second-best football in the NFL. If you sit there and think the Lions have no reason to be knocked down a peg when they've won every single game since week 2, and that's where they rest. They stay at the top of the list. Like a buffalo.
Stays like a buffalo.
The Lions are sitting right there, number 1, going into Thanksgiving. The Detroit Lions, 10-1 for the first time since 1934, and that's their record going into Thanksgiving. And that, gents, are my power rankings entering Thanksgiving, presented by Sleep Number. Sleep better together during the Black Friday sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed exclusively at a Sleep Number store. I know you don't let Cardinals off the list, Chargers off the list. You put the Chargers on instead of the Seahawks, right?
I have Chargers 10, and I would flip-flop Vikings and Ravens.
Okay. You put the Vikings 5 over the Ravens?
9-win team in the toughest division.
I got it. I think the Ravens beat the Vikings.
Yeah.
And I think you might be right. Seattle, the Chargers beat Seattle? Sure. Yeah. Why not? I don't know. But you're the king of, like, Seattle's winning the West. I thought you'd back my play right there. But instead, stab me right in the back. A way to end this show.
Wow.
This takes a nice chunk out of the pie.
Nah, that was a little dramatic.
That's your man.
That was dramatic. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. Back to Wrap It on the Roku channel in a sec. Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
Rich, Jameis has taken the Browns to the playoffs.
Dude, why can't they win 7-8 games to finish the year?
Why not?
I'm not saying there's no why not, but this is a definitive statement that's clearly an overreaction and is perfect fodder for a show like this one. I appreciate you coming out of the gate hot. Come react or overreact with us. Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen. It's game over.
Over, man.